And then I just started it again.
Well, how do you have an open session when nobody's here and they haven't been notified that we're reopening a session?
I just texted Lauren.
So
how do we do that? I mean, fairly do that.
This is what we should do.
So did they know we were going to come back into open session?
And well, we did talk about that. That's what we
they
were
knew that. Okay, okay.
They could be waiting in their cars.
Oh, yeah, okay. So they knew that. Then we go from closed session back to open session to vote on something.
They didn't have to go home. They could have stayed outside.
So in the minutes.
Even on those open sessions.
Yeah, I know for the minutes' sake, but I'm talking the practicality, the hands-on sake.
So Dan, in past years, when they had closed sessions, like Stan and I had been in here, and we left and sat on the bench outside.
Uh-huh.
And then when they were done, they just came outside and said, hey, we're back in open session.
So does someone need to step outside and yell out, hey? Oh, you did. Okay, yep. Good.
And then
so not only are we legal, but hopefully we're being fair about it.
Right. Yep. Okay, so now when we open the session, we basically just need to vote on, we need to make a motion to for two things. One, to advertise the position and of the new part-time, and a motion to move Lauren from his current pay to the new salaried pay.
Does that have to be two separate?
Two separates, okay. Correct. That's what I understand. Do I have that wrong, anyone? Does that sound right to you, Cindy?
And the seasonal position as well.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, that's the part-time.
Well, those two could go together because they're kind of the same.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
To create the two positions, you could do that in one.
Yes, yes. All right, so if we're ready, let's just get going so we can go home. I would like to entertain a motion to move Lauren from hourly pay to salaried pay, as we discussed in the closed session.
I move that we put Lauren in his salary, as we discussed earlier.
With 401k?
And plus the 401k percentage that we talked about, which was 15, what was the percentage?
No, we didn't talk about a percentage. We just said, we just said that we would figure it out.
Okay.
That's all we said.
Vote on that if we don't know what a percentage or what.
We have to figure it out with all of the numbers once we get, I mean, we have basically the numbers that I, okay.
We can't vote on it unless we have something to chew on. So maybe I'll just stick with the salary.
Can we just, is that okay with you? If we figure out the 401k later, it'll happen. But it won't happen at this meeting. Yeah, well, we just need to dial it in.
We just have to be specific on what we
okay,
ask.
So now I'll entertain a motion to move Lauren from a hourly employee to salary employee.
I move that we put Lauren from a hourly position to a salary full-time position.
All right. Is there any second?
I second.
The chair will call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
Yep.
Well, I didn't hear it. Okay. I'll entertain another motion to create two positions. Can I do it at the same time?
Yes.
So one position would be a part-time public works employee that we would advertise for at the $20 an hour for 10 hours a week. And the second would be a seasonal part-time employee to help during the high-growth summer months, spring summer months, with the park and the cemetery. That's what I'm moving for.
I'll move that we create the two positions. One, a public works employee limited to 10 hours a week and $20 an hour, and the other a seasonal parks employee. Is that right?
Great. Any seconds? Yes.
I'm questioning. Okay, before you advertise for this, so you'd better talk to Stephen's family.
Yes. Okay. So will they see them?
They will start higher than Stephen is now.
How much was the seasonal employee?
15.
I don't know.
But it would be
Well, I...
Yeah.
Okay, but so here's the thing.
I got eight emails for 2 weeks.
So we really do need to meet with them, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're right about when we advertise it. But in the advertising, it will be this person needs to be able to work independently, operate, mind their own. It'll be a whole list of all these things that they have to be able to do.
Criteria.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So
you probably need an age limit.
Okay.
Minimum.
Yeah.
It's got to be 18 for heavy equipment.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll work with Lauren. We'll figure that out. All right.
He has been asking. I did tell him that Fernando might not be back and he might be hiring someone else. So it's not going to be blindsided.
Okay. All right. So let's start over. Yes. I'll entertain a motion to create the two new positions we talked about in closed session. One for the part-time public works employee at the $20 an hour, 10-hour minimum, or 10 hours a week, and also a part-time seasonal employee to help with maintaining the grounds at the park and the cemetery.
I'll move to create two positions, one the 10-hour time-limited public works employee, and two the seasonal part-time employee for the park and cemetery.
Any seconds?
I'll second.
Thank you. The chair will call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you. All right. The chair recognizes the voting was unanimous and the motion is carried.
Good job.
Oh, goodness. Wait, wait, wait. This is the best part of the whole thing. The chair moves to close the meeting. There's no
second,
further.
Third.
All in favor? Aye. Oh, my goodness.
Just that Jess Peterson last time. That's the longest meeting I've ever been to.
Just wait.
Well, the morning's work. Thank you. I hope this works and things are better.
We love you.
Thank you, Lauren.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Lauren. We appreciate all
you
do.
Thank you very, very much.
I guess I could write the dates on there for you. Huh?
So,
2, 3 days. Okay, I can do
it. Cindy, I'm going to need your signatures.
The last one, the one that I did.
Oh,
I can do that. Okay. I'm not
Wait, I need coffee.
Josh, I need coffee.
Yeah.
This is us right here.
I'm going to give
Thank
these
you
all
so
to
much,
you.
Tim.
Yay,
you
too.
Thank you.
And
this
then,
is me right here.
Okay, and your bid will be on
participants
the next time, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes, we're the participants.
Yep.
Okay.
And we might.
I guess Casey could sign these too, huh? Since she's deputy clerk, she could sign these.
She hasn't been sworn in, though. It has to be signed.
I should have asked.
Oh, goodness. So if anything goes wrong, I can still win.
She knows where you live.
I have no authority.
I should have asked, but since we, so I did get a bid on, so we got one for the trenching and one came in yesterday for the drilling. But do you think we need to advertise it in the Chronicle this time? Or just in hopes? Do you think people? Because I know Tusher's going to do it.
Yes.
And we know that Stormy's going to
Cindy
do it.
And Lauren probably know better than me, but I think so. I think.
I didn't eat dinner.
I didn't need to see it.
I'm tarts over enough. I'm kind of like feeling like like I had the giggles and now I kind of feel like I might cry.
That happens every time.
Need a hug.
Giggles to cry.
I'm sure you feel much worse than me, so I can't even
No, I don't.
You know,
I'm just elated